order. Ms. Green, will you call the roll?
Chair Benacquisto?
Here.
Senator Richter? Senator Clemens?
Here.
Senator Dietert? Senator Huckel?
Here.
Senator Lee? Senator Margolis?
Here.
Senator Monford?
Here.
Senator Negron?
Here.
Senator Simmons?
Here.
Senator Smith? Quorum present.
Thank you. And President Pro Tem Richter and Senator Dietert will be shown as having an excused absence. And members, I will turn the chair over to Senator Simmons for the presentation of my bill.
But before that, since this is sort of like Groundhog Day for me, I've decided that we're going to workshop the PIP bills that are going to be filed for the next hour, and then we'll get to the chair's. All right, joking aside, Chair Benacquisto, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Senate Bill 422 is a bill that passed the full Senate unanimously last year, but due to our friends leaving early in the House, the bill did not make it through in the House. This bill seeks to treat abuse deterrent forms of opioid pain medication the same as the non-abuse deterrent forms. The bill simply does two things. First, it provides that the insurer may not require the use of a non-abuse deterrent version before providing coverage for abuse deterrent drugs. And second, it provides that a health insurer who already provides coverage for opioids may impose a prior authorization requirement for abuse deterrent opioids only if the same prior authorization is in place for non-abuse deterrent versions. This is a very simple bill that is about the real problem of drug abuse in our society and making sure that here in Florida we make the choice to help those who use these medications reduce the opportunity for abuse of these medications.
Senators, are there any questions? Any questions? All right, seeing no questions, we do have appearance forms. The first one is from Chris Newland, who is with the Florida Chapter American College of Physicians. You're recognized? Okay, well, it says that he is speaking for. Okay, next is Derek McGee, Vice President of Government Relations, Florida Society of Interventional Pain Physicians. Are you here? Yes, waving in support. The next is Stephen Nguyen, Health Insurance Coverage for Opioids on behalf of Florida Osteopathic Medical Association.
Waving in support, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, waving in support. And last is Mark Fontaine, Executive Director of the Florida Alcohol and Drug Abuse Association.
We also wave in support.
All right, are there any others, any other appearances? Anyone here who has not filled out an appearance form would like to speak? All right, seeing none. Senators, is there any debate? Any debate? All right. Seeing that there is no debate, Senator Benacquisto, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll just ask members for their support of this very good bill.
All right. Sherry, could you please call the roll on SB 422?
Senator Clemens?
Yes.
Senator Dietert? Senator Huckel?
Yes.
Senator Lee? Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Senator Monford? Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Simmons?
Yes.
Senator Smith? Senator Richter? Chair Benacquisto?
Yes.
All right. Senators, by your vote, SB 422 is reported favorably, and I will turn the chair back to Madam Chair.
Thank you, Senator Simmons. And we would have all sat still and patiently listened to your one-hour presentation. We do miss you as the chair of the committee. But thank you for your help today. And without any further business before the committee, Senator Montford moves we adjourn.